Welcome to Faded Tales, the podcast where we explore the lives and stories of the animals that need us most. I'm your host, Zoya, and today we're diving into the world of one of the most beloved symbols of conservation, the giant panda. From their black and white coats to their insatiable love for bamboo, pandas are icons, but their story is about so much more than cuteness. So let's sit back, grab your cocoa because it's so cold outside, or coffee, whatever you drink, and let's tune in to the lives of the panda. Imagine a misty morning deep in the bamboo forests of central China. The air is cool, the ground is damp, and the forest is alive with the subtle sounds of nature. Somewhere within this serene landscape, a panda stirs, marking a start to its daily routine. What does a panda's day look like? Surprisingly, it's a life focused simply centered on eating, sleeping, and conserving energy, and then repeat. Let's start with the panda's most iconic activity, eating bamboo. Giant pandas are specialized feeders with a nearly exclusive diet of bamboo. A food source that is abundant yet nutritiously poor. Bamboo makes about 99% of the panda's diet. And to meet their energy needs, these adorable creatures eat up to 40 pounds of bamboo every single day. A panda begins its day by seeking out the freshest bamboo shoots, leaves, and stems it can find. This search isn't random. The pandas have an incredible sense of smell and can detect the choicest bamboo patches even from a distance. Once located, the panda settles into a comfortable position, often lounging on its back or perched on its haunches, and begins to feast. Pandas are equipped with strong jaws and molars designed to crush the fibrous plants, but they don't rely on brute strength. Nature has provided them with an extraordinary adaptation to make bamboo eating easier. Pandas have a thumb-like extension on their wrist bones, essentially an evolutionary hack. This pseudo-thumb allows them to grasp bamboo stalks, which are with remarkable dexterity, almost as like they're holding like a sandwich. It's fascinating to watch a panda use its thumb to strip bamboo leaves or break a tough stalk into manageable chunks. This adaptation is not only practical, but also a glimpse into how pandas evolved into specialize their niche diet. You might wonder, why so much bamboo? The answer lies in its plant's low nutritional value. Bamboo, while abundant, is not energy rich. The pandas can only digest about 70% of its nutrition in which they consume. Their digestive system are more suitable to a carnivorous diet, which makes their reliance on bamboo all more peculiar. This inefficiency means pandas must eat almost constantly, spending 12 to 16 hours a day munching on bamboo to sustain themselves. Their marathon eating sessions are punctuated by long periods of rest. The processing so much fibrous food takes a toll. When a panda isn't eating, it likely dozes off, often in a position that would look awkward for most animals, but seemingly perfectly natural for the panda. They might drape themselves over a rock, curl up in underbrush, or even nap sitting up. This eat-sleep cycle is essential for their survival, and pandas are masters at conserving energy. Their movements are deliberate and unhurried, ensuring they don't spend more energy than they can afford. Unlike many other mammals, pandas are solitary creatures. Each adult panda has its own territory, which it marks using scent glands located under its tail. This scent marking convey important information to other pandas, such as the individual's identity and reproductive status. Despite their solitary nature, pandas are not entirely antisocial, like some of us. During breeding season, males and females seek each other out, and mothers form strong bonds with their cubs, nurturing them until they're old enough to fend for themselves. When roaming their territories, pandas move quietly through the forest, their black and white coats blending surprisingly well in the dappled light of the bamboo groves. It's like black and white with green. This solitary lifestyle helps reduce competition for resources, especially since bamboo, while abundant, must meet the needs of an entire population. Pandas aren't just fascinating for their diet and solitary habitats. They have plenty of quirky behaviors that make them endlessly enduring. For instance, they're known for their playful tendencies, especially as cubs. Even adults occasionally indulge in rolling down hills or wrestling with objects in their environment. These moments of play might seem frivolous, but they're a reminder of the panda's surprising agility and strength. Another quirk of the pandas is their picky eater reputation. Despite their dependence on bamboo, they don't just eat any kind. Pandas are selective, often preferring the tender bamboo shoots over the older, tougher stalks. This preference ensures they get as much energy as possible from each bite. This movement, which deliberate, are also surprisingly versatile. Pandas are excellent climbers and will often retreat into trees to rest or escape predators. Watching a panda climb is a marvel of balance and strength as they navigate the slender trunks of bamboo or taller trees with ease. Here's a little curious fact I thought I'd put in here. Giant pandas, though classified as carnivores, have a digestive system that isn't particularly well suited for their vegetarian diet. Their gut flora lacks the efficiency to break down bamboo fully, which explains why they extract so little nutrition from it. This evolutionary compromise is a carnivore's digestive system paired with a herbivore's diet means pandas have to compensate by eating enormous amounts of bamboo. This might be a disadvantage. It's a testament to their resilience and adaptability. They've carved out of the niche for themselves that fewer animals that can occupy. In the wild, a panda's life may seem simple, but it's perfectly tuned to the environment they inhabit. Their routine of eating, resting, and roaming is a delicate balance that reflects in their deep connection to the bamboo forests of China. Every aspect of their biology, from their pseudo-thumbs to their energy-efficient movements, is a testament to their specialization. Yet, despite their adaptations, pandas face significant challenges in the wild. Habitat loss, climate change, and human encroachment have pushed these gentle dinosaurs to the brink of it in the past. Fortunately, conservation efforts have provided a lifeline, allowing us to witness their remarkable ways of the life of for generations to come. The story of the giant panda's survival is as remarkable as the animal itself. Once perched precariously on the brink of extinction, the giant panda is now a symbol of conservation success. Yet this transformation didn't happen overnight. It required decades of research, innovation, and collaboration on a global scale. In this segment, we'll explore the challenges pandas face, the critical role of zoos and breeding programs, and the milestones that led up to their reclassification from endangered to vulnerable. The giant panda's natural habitat, the bamboo forest of central China, is as unique as the animal itself. These dense, high-altitude forests once spanned vast areas across the region. However, over the past century, this critical habitat has been dramatically reduced due to deforestation, agricultural expansion, and urbanization. By the mid-20th century, rapid industrialization and population growth in China resulted in a wave of forest clearings. Farmers cut down bamboo forests to plant crops, while infrastructure projects such as roads and dams fragmented what was left of the panda's habitat. This fragmentation created isolated patches of the forest, cutting off panda populations from one another and reducing their ability to find food, mates, and shelter. For pandas, habitat fragmentation is particularly devastating. These solitary animals need large territories to roam. As bamboo, a low-energy food source, grows in patches that must be continually sought out. When their habitat shrinks, their ability to sustain themselves diminish, pushing the population toward decline. By the 1980s, the situation had grown dire. It was estimated that fewer than 1,000 pandas remained in the wild. Their number continued to fall. Conservationists recognized that without immediate action, the giant panda would disappear forever. As the wild panda's population dwindled, a parallel effect began in captivity. Zoos around the world, alongside conservationists in China, embarked on an ambitious mission to save the species through breeding programs. At the forefront of this effort was the Chengdu research base of the giant panda breeding, established in 1987 Sichuan, China. I believe that's pronounced right. I hope I'm pronouncing these right. I'm really sorry. The Chengdu base became a global hub for the panda conservation. Researchers focused on understanding the panda behavior, diet, and reproduction, an area that was notoriously difficult. You know, did you know that female pandas are fertile only for 24 to 72 hours each year? They're only fertile for 3 days in the whole year, making successful breeding a rare and challenging event. For years in trial of error, scientists developed innovative techniques to increase the chances of successful mating. Artificial insemination emerged as a game-changing tool, enabling researchers to overcome the natural reproductive challenges that had long hindered the species' recovery. Breeding programs didn't just aim to increase the number of pandas in captivity. They also sought to reintroduce pandas into the wild. These reintroduction efforts involved rigorous preparations, teaching pandas essential survivor skills such as finding food and avoiding predators. By the early 2000s, captive-bred pandas began making their way back into bamboo forests, a hopeful step toward bolstering wild populations. Zoos worldwide also played a critical role in raising awareness. Iconic pandas such as Meijing and Tianjin at the Smithsonian's Natural Zoo in Washington, D.C. became ambassadors for their species, inspiring millions to support conservation efforts. The tide began to turn in the late 20th century as global attention to panda conservation intensified. In 1988, China enacted its first national conservation strategy for the giant panda, focusing on habitat preservation and the creation of protected areas. Over the next few decades, the country established more than 60 panda reserves, covering nearly 70% of the species' natural habitat. These reserves become safe havens for pandas, allowing populations to stabilize and slowly grow. Conservationists worked closely with local communities, promoting sustainable land use practices to reduce deforestation and human-panda conflicts. One of the most significant milestones came in 2016 when the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN for short, announced that the giant panda had been reclassified from endangered to vulnerable on its red list of threatened species. This change reflected a steady increase in panda numbers, with the wild population estimated to be more than 1,800 individuals at a time. This achievement was celebrated worldwide as a testament to what can be accomplished through coordinated efforts. It also underscores the importance of addressing habitat loss, a challenge that extends far beyond pandas. Pandas teach us that even the most fragile species can recover with global cooperation and determination. While the reclassification to vulnerable is a significant achievement, it's not the end of the story. Pandas remain reliant on bamboo forests, which are increasingly threatened by climate change. Rising temperatures could cause bamboo to disappear in larger portions of the panda's range, creating new challenges for the species' survival. To combat these threats, conservationists are focusing on climate adaptation strategies such as expanding protected areas and connecting fragmented habitats through the wild through wildlife corridors. These corridors allow pandas to move more freely between forest patches, ensuring access to food and mates. Additionally, the work of the breeding programs continue to evolve. Researchers are now focusing on improving the genetic diversity of captive and wild populations, ensuring the long-term resilience of the species. While the story of the giant panda is one of both struggle and triumph, from the devastating effects of the habitat loss to the groundbreaking work of conservationists, the journey of this beloved species demonstrates the power of human integrity and compassion. As we look into the future, pandas serves as a reminder that even the overwhelming challenges, recovery is possible. So the next section I want to go into is what we can learn from actually the bamboo forests. They're not only just a lifeline to the giant pandas, but also a keystone ecosystem for countless of species. These lush green havens hold invaluable lessons for conservationists and policymakers alike, offering a glimpse into an intricate balance of nature. In this segment, I will show you the, dive into like the biodiversity of bamboo forests, explore how survival of pandas deeply intertwined with its habitat, and examine the broader lessons pandas provide for global efforts. Bamboo forests stretch across Asia, with China, India, and Southeast Asia hosting some of the most expansive and biodiverse patches. These ecosystems are not just critical for pandas, they are home to a dazzling array of life. Bamboo forests support diverse flora and fauna, many which rely on bamboo as a primary resource. For instance, the red panda, a distant relative of the giant panda, also thrives in these environments. Using bamboo for both food and shelter, other creatures such as the golden monkey, tangens, and marine insects call these forests homes. The interdependence of these species highlights the importance of preserving such habitats. Additionally, the bamboo forests are vital for soil conservation and water regulation. Their dense root systems prevent soil erosion, particularly in the steep mountain regions, and so while their canopy captures rainfall. Replenishing underground aquifers, this ensures water availability for local communities and ecosystems far beyond the forest itself. So I mentioned before that the bamboo is not just food, it's like a lifetime line because it's like 99% of their diet and they have to eat up to 40 pounds and all that. I've mentioned that in the beginning. And they are very dependent on it. They actually play a unique role in their ecosystem. As they have an interactive relationship. One gives the other something in return sort of thing. As the pandas roam their territories in search of bamboo, they disperse seeds and contribute to regeneration of forests. This silent, unintentional act of reforestation benefits not only their habitat, but countless of other species that share it. However, this dependency is also their Achilles heel. Climate change poses a grave threat to bamboo forests, with some studies predicting up to 35% of bamboo habitats could disappear within the next 80 years. As temperatures rise, bamboo may no longer grow in regions where pandas currently reside, forcing them to move to higher altitudes or risk starvation. The giant panda survival is intertwined with the preservation of bamboo forests, which in turn are connected to broader global environmental challenges such as combating climate change. This intricate web underscores the essential truth, saving pandas means saving their habitat, which benefits all species that depend on the ecosystem. China's efforts to expand and connect the protected areas for pandas have had a ripple effect on biodiversity conservation. By designing reserves and wildlife corridors, the country has created safe havens not just for pandas, but for countless other species as well. These efforts demonstrate how targeted conservation can provide broader ecological benefits. However, there's more to work to be done. Protecting bamboo forests involves addressing deforestation, managing human-wildlife conflict, and implementing strategies to combat climate change. For instance, reducing greenhouse gas emissions can help stabilize temperatures, ensuring bamboo remains viable in its current range. Communities in near panda habitats play a crucial role in these efforts. Many conservation programs now involve local people in habitat restoration projects, offering sustainable livelihoods that reduce pressure of the forest. These initiatives provide a model for how humans and wildlife can coexist harmoniously, balancing economic needs with ecological stewardship. Giant panda offers more than just ecological value. It serves as a powerful symbol of hope and resilience. Through their conservation story, we can draw through several important lessons. Number one is conservation requires collaboration. Saving the panda has been a global effort involving governments, scientists, and local communities. This collaboration approach highlights the importance of partnerships in tackling environmental challenges. Number two. Adaption is key. Pandas themselves are testament to the power of adaptation. Their ancestors were omnivores, but over time they evolved to thrive on bamboo, a food source that's abundant yet nutritionally poor. Similarly, conservation strategies must adapt to changing circumstances, such as the challenges posed by climate change. Number three, protecting one species protects many. The panda stories illustrate the concept of an umbrella species, a species whose conservation indirectly protects many others. Efforts to save pandas have led to preservation of entire ecosystems, benefiting countless plants and animals. This approach can be applied to other conservation challenges, focusing on keystone or umbrella species to maximize impact. Number four, hope can drive action. Pandas have captured the world's image, serving as a reminder that endangered species can recover with sustained effort. Their story has inspired millions to support conservation initiatives, proving that hope is a powerful motivator. The lessons learned from the panda conservation extend far beyond China's bamboo forest. Across the globe, species face threats from habitat loss, climate change, and human activity. The success of the panda conservation offers a roadmap for tackling these challenges. Targeted conservation efforts, just as pandas have benefited from decades of reserves and breeding programs, other endangered species can thrive with similar targeted strategies. Another one is community involvement. Empowering local communities to participate in conservation efforts ensures a sustainable outcome. And the last one is global cooperation. The panda's recovery is a testament to what can be achieved when nations work together, sharing knowledge and resources. From the Amazon rainforest to the African savanna, the principles of conservation of the panda can be applied to protect ecosystems worldwide. One of the most pressing threats of the bamboo forest and the species that depend on them is the climate change, our enemy. Rising temperatures have shifted weather patterns, and for the sake of pandas, it's really high, the stakes. To mitigate these effects, conservationists are exploring strategies such as assisted migrations, where bamboo is planted in areas that are expected to remain climatically stable, and also restore degraded forests and can create buffer zones, providing pandas with more options. Perhaps the most enduring lesson in the pandas offer is that the importance of inspiring the next generation. Pandas have become icons of conservation, adorning everything from children's books to global campaigns, t-shirts, all that. Their story teaches us that even the most vulnerable species can recover with determination and cooperation. Programs like these at Chengdu Research Base of Giant Panda Breeding emphasize education, raising awareness about the importance of biodiversity, habitat preservation. By engaging the young people, these initiatives foster a sense of responsibility for the natural world, ensuring the conservation efforts continue to in the future. So, I also have a bunch of organizations that what you can do. So, there's a bunch of things that you can do when just like like we can do together. Another one is the obvious one, World Wildlife Fund. It's one of the most common ones. It's been they've been on the forefront of panda conservation for decades. Their efforts include creating and maintaining panda reserves, conducting research, and engaging with local communities to promote sustainable practices. When you donate to the WWF or purchase their panda themed merchandise, you're directly contributing to these initiatives. Another one is the Pandas International Fund. This is a nonprofit organization focusing exclusively on giant pandas, funding critical programs such as breeding, reforestation, and medical care. They provide supplies like milk formula for panda cubs and medical equipment for panda centers in China. Supporting them ensures every dollar goes to the well-being of their beloved animals. Another one is China has established 60 panda reserves covering millions of acres. By supporting those local efforts, either with donations or volunteer programs, you can help maintain the sanctuaries and the pandas call home. So, pretty much summing it up, donate to these organizations, even if it's just a small amount, every contribution counts. Then I want to spread the word about their work through social media, encouraging friends and family to get involved. And number three, considering adopting a panda symbolically through the programs offered by World Wildlife Fund or similar groups. These adoptions provide funds for ongoing conservation programs. And if you want to help the forest too, you can do that by supporting reforestation programs in your region or globally. Another one is reduce your carbon footprint by adopting sustainable practices such as using energy-efficient appliances, reducing waste, and supporting green energy initiatives. The last one, advocate for stronger policies that protect forests and combat deforestation. Every act counts, guys. I would say, like, everything you do to the littlest thing, it's the best thing you can do. So, before we end up here, I kind of want to give you the fun facts of the day. So, here we go. Did you know pandas are well known for the love of bamboo? I've mentioned this like so many times in the podcast, but did you know that they can poop up to 40 times a day? That's a lot of bathroom breaks, man. This frequent like pooping is because pandas are only digest about 70% of the bamboo that they consume, so most of it just passes through their system quickly. And in fact, it's so consistent that scientists use it to track their health and even reforest areas by planting seeds found in their droppings. It's kind of funny. Another one is they have a distinct scent. So beware, panda lovers. These cuddly creatures have a less than cuddly smell. They mark the territory with a musky scent produced from glands and near the tails, as I mentioned, which might not sound appealing to us. The scent is essential for communicating. Actually, did you know that panda daycare is a real thing? At the Chengdu Research Base, panda clubs are cared for in a daycare-like environment. Caretakers bottle feed them, monitor their health, and play with them to ensure proper development. Watching a group of fluffy cubs tumble around during recess is a guaranteed serotonin boost, and you can find so many clips of it on YouTube. I recommend searching it up. And I want to talk about my favorite panda. So I would like to introduce you guys to Hua Hua. She is a panda not known for her talents, but for her unique shape. It's so cute. She's affectionately nicknamed the roundest panda due to her adorable rotund and fluffy appearance. Like her perfectly circular face and plumpy body made her like a favorite among panda enthusiasts, proving that sometimes it's all about just cute and cuddly. Like, for me, it's, like, so cute. She's, like, just, like, the cutest thing. Like, she always falls and, like, she likes to, like, be in her corner. And, like, she's so cute. And as I've said, they're surprisingly agile. Pandas are surprisingly agile. Despite their chubby appearances, pandas are excellent climbers. Young pandas often climb trees to escape predators, while adults sometimes nap on branches. They even know to perform somersaults and roll down hills just for fun, proving they're just as playful and adorable. It's kind of funny because the somersaults and roll down hills in Kung Fu Panda 3 is not just a gag. It's actually something real, so it's kind of cool that they did their research. So we are at the end. Well, pandas remind us that some of the smallest actions, like planting a tree or reducing our carbon footprint, can ripple out into something much greater. It's kind of fun to see, like, what we still have hope. So while this is not like a fully endangered species, it's just kind of a way to give you guys some hope. Thank you for joining me on Faded Tales today. Stay curious, stay compassionate, and I'll see you next time as we explore continue exploring the wonderful worlds of our wild. Thank you.